It is 8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. There's a big event coming up on November 10th, sponsored by CASA of West Central Illinois. Their annual lip sync battle is going to be happening, and joining us to talk more about that and about the organization, CASA itself, is the Executive Director, Kelly Corbin. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off. I know you've been in before. I would like to explain every time you come in because a lot of people don't know about CASA and understand what it is that you do, court-appointed special advocates. Let's talk about the organization itself.
Well, like you said, it's court-appointed special advocates. Our mission is to speak up for and support the best interest of abused and neglected children in the court system. So we get appointed abuse and neglect cases by the juvenile courts, and then we advocate for the children in the court system.
And my guess is you can still, as always, use those advocates, right?
Yes. We're currently serving about 125 children we cover four counties, Knox, Warren, McDonough, and Henderson. There's about at least 250 more children that need a volunteer CASA, so we're always taking volunteers. The more volunteers we have, the more children we can help.
Yeah, and talk about that process, because obviously there's a process you have to, vetting process you have to go through to become a CASA.
Very thorough. So we do quarterly trainings. Before you go into the training, there's an application to fill out. We do a background check. You have to be at least 18, have some transportation in order to go visit the children, have internet access, and you know, just an open heart to help children in need.
Yeah, and I suppose it you know, like you said, you only have to be 18. So those younger that are available, it's probably easier for those without kids. That's not necessarily the case. But
not necessarily,
Either those that have had kids and they're out of the house now, so they've been around. But either way, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter as long as you're over 18 like you said, have a big heart.
Yep. So, I'm sorry, they have to be over 21.
Well, I'm sorry, over
that's
21.
Okay. Yep. I might have said that. So, we have some seniors in college. We have some retired people. We have a doctor. We have a business owner. We have, you know, all types of people and all types of backgrounds. We say it takes 6 to 10 hours a month. It doesn't actually. You visit your child once a month. You write reports for the judge. You attend hearings. And if you can't, then we always go as well. And then you talk with all the people involved with the case. So it's not a solid 6 to 10 every month. It depends on the month, and it's easy to fit in with your schedule.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily a whole lot of time. And is it a case where if you would like to spend more, you can?
Yep. Some people visit their children twice a month. We have some whose children are placed far away, so they do it on Zoom. A lot of times the cases originate here, and then they're placed. We had one in Indiana. They're all over Southern Illinois, Chicago. So all kinds of circumstances, but they can visit more. And the more they talk with the caseworkers and the doctors and the teachers, the more they can advocate for the child. So there's always things to be done.
And just, I guess the bottom line is trying to help get this child into the right situation or the proper, best situation for
right.
them.
Our goal is to achieve permanency either by returning home or being adopted in the end. And, it sometimes takes quite a while. We just had an adoption last week, and the child had been in care for 3 years, and now he's in his forever home, and it was a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kelly Corbin, Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois, and annual fundraising event.
Yes.
The Lip Sync Battle is coming up November 10th. This is the date at the Knights of Columbus Hall. All right, let's talk about this event. I know that people have had a blast doing this thing.
Yes.
Remember the old TV show, Putting on the Hits? There you go. There you go. Even better. It's all people you know, though.
It is all people you know. It's very fun. We're very excited. It's at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. So we have 8 groups right now. I'm looking for a few more groups to perform. And then we're doing we're calling it Anything Goes performances in between with some local people.
Wait, anything goes. You hear that?
Anything goes. Can you juggle or something?
Or something. I would say the or something fits it better.
Okay. There's a man in my head that's shuffling through files, and I'm trying to.
Which one do I pull out here?
Little magic.
Okay.
Okay, so
I might need to leave the room.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly, I think we opened a can of worms here.
I gotta try.
All right, so the lip sync battle November 10th. All right, yes. Let's talk about getting registered. And there's still sponsorships available
as well.
Still
sponsorships available. We do have our main sponsor, Dave's Auto Body and Masters. So they sponsored our tickets and are a big sponsor of ours. So thank you for that. But also,
will Dave be performing?
No, but that would be super awesome.
That would, Dave. You hear that? People would pay money to see
anything
you.
Actually, I don't get a phone call. You called me out.
I helped. I admit it.
You helped. Yeah, lots of sponsorships. Tickets, you can get them from any of our board members or staff or online. At CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org. They're $20 a piece ahead of time, $25 at the door. We also have tables of 10 available and VIP tables of 10 with snacks and champagne.
Oh, there you go. I mean, so champagne if you plan on performing.
There you go.
Right?
Well.
If you need that on stage. Yeah. So we'll talk about the process, like you put together. Do you provide your own music somehow?
Yeah, we have all our teams. I believe they're all practicing right now, and they'll give us their song, and they'll lip sync it on stage and perform. And I know there's a few surprises some of them have planned, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, you better be creative. I mean, these things. It's not just, you know. At one time, you would just stand there, you would move your lips to the words of the song.
Yeah.
Tyler, of course, was Mariah Carey. But there's more. You got to put on a show now.
There needs to be some dancing.
Yes.
Exactly. Props, perhaps.
Or? Yes. The ROE has a team, the Trolltastics. And I said they had put on Facebook they were practicing. So
Does CASA have a team?
We do not, but we're going to be busy.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Kelly Corbin, the executive director of CASA of West Central Illinois. The lip sync battle, it's coming up November 10th at the Knights of Columbus. Okay, so again, to get yourself registered or to get tickets, how do we go about it?
Yeah, either from a staff or a board member or online at CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org.
And then, as you mentioned, how about the same thing for sponsorships?
Yep, online, or you can just give us a call or an email or Facebook message us or whatever, and we'll get some information to you.
All right, lip sync battle. Oh, that sounds sounds fun.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
It does.
Especially not having to actually sing. That's even better for a lot of us. Well, I mean, it's probably better for the audience.
Hey, I've gotten really good at faking it, so I mean that's the thing. I mean, you fake it till you make it with lip sync. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, with lip syncing, that's what you said.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You've got something planned, don't you?
Well, just don't set me up again.
All right. So again, you can get yourself signed up, and even if you don't want to participate, you can get tickets to the event.
Tickets, super fun. We're going to have a wine and spirit pool, photo booth, 50-50 raffle.
Okay.
A dessert table. I might just be stationed there all night. I'm not sure.
Why not? You got to protect it.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. So the annual lip sync battle is coming up. CASA of West Central Illinois sponsors event, and it's at the Knights of Columbus coming up on November 10th. So get yourself signed up. You can still be a sponsor and get your team together.
Or if you'd like a team.
Is there a limit of the number of, I mean,
no,
you know,
I was
Village
looking...
People is a big group. Earth, Wind & Fire is a big group. You know, you could.
I think I have a few teams with a couple people each of them, and then some are larger, like the OSF Cleopatra's, I believe, is a larger group.
Cleopatra's. I wonder if they're doing like Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals. I don't know.
We have the Hygiene Hustlers from the Community Hygiene Pantry.
Okay. Yes. That's wide open there.
There's going to be some flossing.
Yeah.
The Zesty Zephyrs.
Oh wow! Yeah. There's some, and that's, you got to come up with a good name too.
Yeah, it was Straight Out of Court with Sherry Weaver and her team.
Okay.
And Treble Threat with Brad Nolden.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's good. All right, you had a name yet, Tyler?
Well, it's not appropriate.
Okay. Well, all right, we won't say it on the air.
I can't put that on my flyer. Yeah. That's all right.
Well, we'll just use symbols and stuff.
I have a few others. I'm waiting on their team name, so I'm excited to see what they are.
Yeah. And just remember, it's got to be so everybody can read it. You can't, got to be something proper. Just remember that as you're putting your team name together. Again, it's the lip sync battle for Casa of West Central Illinois coming up November 10th at the Knights of Columbus. Will there be tickets available at the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure thing. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
Please join us. It'll be a great night.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to know about the event or about Casa? Anything else coming up?
Sure. Well, we have a training class going on right now, and then we'll have another one in January. We've been doing them in the evenings for 5 weeks, one night a week on Zoom, so you can hang out on your couch and learn how to become a CASA. It's a 30-hour training, so very thorough, but we're always needing volunteers. So if you have any questions, just let us know. We'd be happy to chat. And then we're also holding a fundraiser in McDonough County in February, the Not-So-Newlywed Game.
All right.
If you're in that area, come join us there.
All right. Very good. So lots of great stuff coming up. I'm trying to think of a name if they actually had a group, the Sue Casas or Me Casas, or I don't know. I'm not sure.
Matza Casa.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, you can get involved with the lip sync battle. It'd be fun to participate, even if you're not participating. Have fun making fun of people, too. No, nobody will make fun of you. We'll love it. You're not actually singing, so it's
We're laughing with you.
With you. There you go. Laughing with you.
The people who are very good sports, we appreciate them.
That's a good thing. All right. Kelly Corbett, Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois, court-appointed special advocates. And again, I have somebody's interested, let's say, with the next training class or becoming a CASA. Again, how would they go about it?
Just on our website, CASAofWestCentralIllinois.org, or Facebook message us, or give us a call. We'll be happy to chat any which way.
Absolutely. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.